I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, conducted by David Bowden, presents a program called That's Entertainment. It features singer Steve Lippia. His performance as Old Blue Eyes was a sellout. And this year, on February 7th at 7:30, it's a show called That's Entertainment. Steve's joining us by phone to talk a little bit about the program. Steve, I know people enjoyed what you did last time. You've got some of the old things and also some new things for them.
Yes, David Bowden and I had spent some time months and months ago talking about what we wanted to bring to the audience in Columbus, Indiana for this next show. And I think that there were some elements that were so beloved and so successful last time, we decided to use some of those again, but also to try to introduce what we believe are some of the great American classic songs.
I understand that even some of them come from Indiana natives.
Yes, that's true. I mean, this is almost, I would say, a form of musical Americana. And you look at some of the great compositions, the great arrangements, and, of course, the singers who breathed life into these songs, people like Nat King Cole and Bobby Darin and Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra. So we hope to bring a little bit of something for everybody.
It's interesting that you describe yourself really as working in the tradition of Sinatra, Darin, Nat King Cole. As you've grown up as a singer, who are the people who've influenced you besides those three?
Well, it's not just the male singers. I certainly have enjoyed listening to people like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. And a lot of the singers, believe it or not, of the more contemporary sounds. I grew up listening to Billy Joel and Blood, Sweat, and Tears in Chicago, and I think there's something to be learned from all of them. But the music that I've been drawn to and that somehow has spoken to me the most is the music known as the Great American Songbook. And I've certainly enjoyed Tony Bennett's influence, his great approach to this music, which he still brings to audiences around the country, and people like Mel Torme, Jack Jones, and Vic Damone. There are just so many great artists to look to as examples of how to interpret this beautiful music.
And then, of course, there's Steve Lippia.
Well, I'd like to think of myself as a person who's carrying the tradition forward. But, you know, there are actually a good number of singers, thankfully, who are doing that now. People like Jane Monheit and Diana Krall and John Pizzarelli and Michael Bublé. And even old rock and roll guys like Rod Stewart, which was a wonderful surprise to see what he has done and how he has brought this music to the forefront with what really is a very large following that he developed through his rock and roll years.
Steve, the show that's called That's Entertainment that you're doing with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, I understand that there's some new arrangements that are actually being done by a composer who, among other things, is the composer in residence for the Terre Haute Symphony, Dan Powers. And I wondered if you'd had a chance to see those yet.
Well, the closest I've got to actually seeing them is really just looking online when he sends me the files, both the music files and the scores. So I have an idea of what they're going to look like. But also he has been able to send me some sound samples. They're not from a live orchestra, but they're what they call sampled sounds that give you the essence of what the arrangement is going to sound like, which is a very helpful tool these days. Technology is a wonderful thing.
So it's not going to be quite as much of a surprise for you as it will be for us in the audience.
Well, that's true, and that's probably a good thing for someone who has to perform this in front of a large crowd.
We've been talking with Steve Lippia. He's the featured artist in a show called That's Entertainment, American popular song, including, among others, music of Hoagy Carmichael and Cole Porter, with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, conducted by David Bowden. And that's February 7th at 7:30, musically speaking, the hour before at 6:40. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.